Good morning, Northwestern, and welcome to the Daily Cat, WNUR's daily news brief. I'm your host, Francesco Thorix-Aboya, with a few things you need to know today. It's 9 a.m. Central on Friday, January 24th. Kicking it off with Northwestern news, sophomores Ritvik Viniak and David Wong have raised over $650 after founding the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Club's Northwestern chapter last spring. According to the Daily Northwestern, Viniak is one of seven Visionaries of the Year Chicago candidates and is trying to raise $100,000 with the NU chapter by the end of the 10-week competition with local businesses and corporate sponsors. In Evanston news, Evanston Mayor Daniel Biss took a strong stance against President Donald Trump's immigration policy, saying Evanston appreciates diversity and must protect its residents. In a Daily Northwestern article, Biss was quoted as saying, "We have to stand up for our values, fight for what we believe in, and have a vision of society consistent with what our residents want." In Chicago news, a Chicago police officer opened fire on and hospitalized a man leaning out of a window in the far south side of Chicago yesterday afternoon. Chicago's Civilian Office of Police Accountability said police were responding to a call about an armed man at the 11,000 block of South Millard Avenue around 3:50 p.m. in Mount Greenwood when the officer shot the one unarmed man. In state news, after the Trump administration revoked guidance prohibiting immigration arrests at schools, hospitals, and churches, school officials in Illinois are looking to numb fears and teach staff how to deal with federal immigration officials attempting to enforce immigration arrests and actions near schools. According to Capital News Illinois, State Superintendent of Education Tony Sanders said that all children in the United States are entitled to equal access to a basic public elementary and secondary education, regardless of their actual or perceived immigration status or the status of their parents and guardians. In national news, the Trump administration executed a major enforcement action with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, targeting undocumented immigrants with criminal records, resulting in over 460 arrests. Arrests happened in Illinois, Utah, California, Minnesota, New York, Florida, and Maryland, according to Fox 32 Chicago. That's all for today's Daily Cat. Live from WNUR News, I'm Francesco Thorix-Aboya. Tonight, we'll be broadcasting live from Lewis Hall. Tune in to 89.3 at 6 p.m. Central to hear a Hillel winner speaker and all about Nosferatu. That's all for today's Daily Cat. Live from WNUR News, I'm Francesco Thorix-Aboya. See you tonight.